理课堂听 class.com。
2. Business negotiations. Bargaining. We find no way to accept your quotation. We find it hard to accept your quotation. The price is rather too high. Would you please cut down the offer by $30?
The price may vary according to the number ordered. The price depends on the size of the order. How many sets are you likely to take?
50.
Well, in consideration of our newly established business relationship, we'll reduce the price by $10. Well, considering of our newly established business relationship, we'll make a reduction of $10.
I appreciate the concession you are making, but frankly speaking, the gap between your price and mine is still enormous. What about $25?Don't let us get stuck over the question of price.
We are not in a position to reduce our prices to that extent. Our profit simply can't stand such a big cut. It leaves us almost no margin of profit. Can we split the difference and meet each other halfway?
What do you mean?
In order to close the deal. In order to get the business done. In order to strike the bargain,We will reduce another $5. This is the best quotation we can make. This is our rock-bottom price.
All right, I accept this price.
Discount. I'm afraid that a discount of 3% is not enough.
Well, the discount can be increased if you place a substantial order. Well...The discount can be increased if a substantial quantity is ordered.
What do you mean by a substantial order? What's your idea of a substantial order?
If you increase your order to 500 dozen, we'll grant you a 4% discount. We'll give you a 5% discount on the order of 500 dozen.
500 dozen? That's really a large order. Is it possible for you to increase the discount a bit?
I'm very sorry to say that this is the best we can do. Please make allowance for our difficulties.
Commission. You're quoting on FOB basis. Could you make us an offer on CIF basis?
Sure.
How much commission will you give? What's your usual practice in giving commission?
We allow a 2% commission for an order of 3,000 cases,And a 0.5% commission is to be added for each additional quantity of 1,000 cases.
That is to say, we can get a 3% commission if 5,000 cases are ordered.
Yes. Then the price is $208 per case. CIFC 3% Hamburg.
Letter of credit. Now, shall we discuss the terms of payment?
Yes, we'll open a letter of credit in your favor to be settled in U.S. dollars.
Fine, but the LC must be confirmed and irrevocable.
No problem, but could the payment be made 60 days after sight?
I'm sorry to say that the credit amount must be paid at sight. I'm sorry to say that the credit amount must be paid against the presentation of documents.
The terms are really harsh on us.
DP at sight. We only accept payment by irrevocable LC, payable by sight draft accompanied by shipping documents.
You know, to open an LC is very expensive. We have to put a deposit in the bank, and thus it will tie up our funds. Could you accept DP or DA? Could we adopt DP or DA?
I'm afraid not.We must act on our customary practice.
To meet halfway, what about 50% by LC and the balance by DP?
In consideration of our good relationship, we exceptionally accept DP at sight. but this should not be regarded as a precedent.
I see. Thank you for your accommodation.
Packing. How would you pack the goods? What kind of outer packing would you prefer?
I suppose that cartons are more suitable for sea transportation.
Why not use wooden cases? Shirts packed in cartons are susceptible to moisture.
You may rest assured. You may set your heart at rest. Ease. The cartons are lined with waterproof plastic sheets.
But cartons are easy to cut open, and this increases the risk of pilferage.
As the trace of pilferage will be in evidence, the insurance company may be made to pay the necessary compensation for such losses.
Shipment by voyage charter. Could you effect shipment in early March? Could you make shipment in early March?
I'm afraid not. I was informed by our shipping department yesterday that liner space for Liverpool up to the end of March has been fully booked.
How about voyage charter?
In that case, some factors, such as lay days and demurrage, should be taken into account consideration.
We'll be in charge of loading and unloading. We'll be responsible for loading and unloading. The most important thing is to expedite the shipment.
Okay, we'll do our best.
Transshipment. Since there's no available direct vessel to your port, we can't effect shipment next month.
Shipment must be made next month. Otherwise, we won't be able to catch the rush season. Or else we'll miss the rush season. Will it be possible if transshipment is allowed?
Yes, the goods could be transshipped at Hong Kong. Sailings from Hong Kong to your port are quite frequent.
Fine. We allow transshipment via Hong Kong.
Well, let's put it down in the contract.
Okay, so we'll be awaiting your shipping advice.
Insurance. How are you going to arrange insurance? What insurance are you going to cover? What insurance are you going to take out?
We'll insure the goods against WPA at invoice value plus 10%. We'll cover insurance for 110% of the invoice value against WPA.
I suggest risk of breakage should be added, for the goods are fragile.
That's an additional risk item, and an extra premium involved will be charged to your account.
I see. Please send us the insurance policy together with your receipt for the premiums paid in due course, time.
We will.
Claims. We have to lodge, register, raise a claim against you for inferior quality. We have to claim on you for inferior quality.
Do you have sufficient evidence to support your claim?
Sure. This survey report says that the food is mildewed.
But the goods were strictly inspected by China Commodity Inspection Bureau before shipment. And the inspection certificate of quality showed that the goods were up to the standard for export.
So it seems that there is a discrepancy in the two inspection results. The goods must have been damaged in transit. The damage must have taken place in transit, so we can't entertain your claim. You should ask the insurance company for compensation. You should claim on the insurance company.